time again. This is your announcer, Marshal Whitten, inviting you to stay tuned for the Christ Assembly Gospel Hour, coming to you from the sanctuary at Christ Assembly, located at 14th and Roosevelt in Nashville City. And now may I present our pastor, Reverend Jesse Rowe.
Praise God. I'll tell you, we're going to have a good time in the Lord today. There's a good spirit prevailing here in the auditorium of the church. And by the way, this is where we do our broadcasting from. And we just want to say welcome. Stay with us through the broadcast. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. Let me tell you, too, that our phone number is 264-4556. And if you have a prayer request, why don't you call it in right now? Folks are calling in every week telling us or asking us to pray about something. I'm going to tell you that God's doing things out there. He's answering your request. And I appreciate you telling us and letting us know when He does. And so if you have now a special prayer request, let me give you that phone number again. 264-4556. That's 264-4556. And we're just going to have a great, great time in the Lord. Now, here is a good old song that we're going to sing for you, the congregation coming around the microphones, singing that good old song, I'll Fly Away. I sure enjoyed singing that old song. Kind of got me out of breath, Marshall. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, we're just going to have a time today on the broadcast. Stay tuned, and let's worship the Lord together. Our old church, it's an old church building, but it's a wonderful place to come and worship the Lord, a good spirit, seating capacity of about 180, and if you come out and give us more people than that, we'll spread some chairs. Come on out and be with us. We're going to be looking for you, all right? Amen. I want to take just a minute or two to preach to you a little bit today. I tell you, God's been moving on my heart, and you know there's lots of people in the land today that want to live just like they want to and still get the benefits of heaven. And let me tell you, neighbor, I feel like telling you, and I heard this preached way out in the country church when I was just a boy, and Al Pierce out there, I know that you heard him when you're just a boy preach this old kind of gospel. And let me tell you, brother, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to walk God's way. There's only one way into heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And now, if you want to live your own way and do your own thing, amen, I'm going to tell you that God's not going to honor you unless you live for Him. It's time for folks to lay aside their sinfulness and their sinning and start living for the Lord. Now, there's been a lot of folks that have been preaching grace to you listeners out there, and grace is a wonderful thing. I love it. I love to preach it. I love to talk about it. But brother, sometimes it gets out of proportion. And folks say, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and sin a little bit every day and the Lord will forgive me for it. Neighbor, you better be careful. You're going to be walking in dangerous territory. Let me give you just a portion of scripture here in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And let me read from the 9th verse. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Paul goes on to say that all things are lawful for him, but not expedient for him. Now, neighbor, listen to me. I believe it's time for a change in your life. I believe it's a time for a change in the lives of the people. They've been carrying on worshiping strange gods long enough. You say, Brother Rose, what are you talking about, strange gods? I'm talking about if you've got a nice automobile sitting out in the front of your house, and all you can do instead of going to church on a Sunday morning is to go out and wash it and wax it and beautify it real nice and sit there and look at it and hope that everybody else does that comes by. Brother, that's become one of those strange gods to you. Neighbor, if you're living in adultery, and if you're a fornicator, I'm going to tell you that God's not pleased with this kind of thing. God's sick and tired of men and women that are going out and sinning and calling themselves Christians. I've heard it, son. I've heard it done more and more. And as time goes on, people say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And you'll see them with their bumper stickers on their car saying that they love Jesus. And honk if you love Jesus. And I'm a Christian. And Jesus is coming soon. And a lot of times you'll see them park in front of the closest bar. Amen. Neighbor, let me tell you that Jesus is not pleased with such doings. I'll tell you what he is pleased with. He's pleased with complete dedication. Jesus wants you to dedicate your life to him. Now listen, I want you to stay with me for a minute. After I get through running you down a little bit, I'm going to give you a way out. But I'll tell you, a man that wants to go out and live with another man's wife, brother, he's not going to inherit the kingdom of God. He's not going to be able to go to heaven. A man that'll go out and want to booze it up and go out and do all this gambling and man that wants to go out and do all of these sinful acts, tell you, God's not pleased with it. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. You're just not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Somebody said, well, Brother Rose, there's nothing wrong with having a drink. I'm going to tell you what is wrong with having a drink. One drink leads to another, and the first thing you know, you become a drunk. Back in Arkansas, when I was just a boy, there used to be a lot of Saturday drunks. Amen. They didn't call themselves alcoholics, but just as sure as Saturday rolled around, they had to go and get drunk. The Bible says no drunkards are going to inherit the kingdom of God. I don't know if you've heard preaching like this in a long time, but I'm going to tell you that I'm Pentecostal, and I want to also tell you that I believe in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And it's time that some of you folks out there that call yourself Christian, brother, start laying aside some of this sinful junk that you've had in your life and turn yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and start living right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, you sound like an old country boy. And that's exactly what I am. I'm not preaching anything different that my fathers before me wasn't preaching. I'm not preaching anything different that they was preaching 20, 30 years ago. It's a little bit closer to the coming of the Lord. It's a little bit closer to the time when Jesus is coming back after his own. But let me tell you, neighbor, if you want to go, you're going to have to change your life a little bit. You're going to have to live godly. The Bible says they that live godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer some persecution. And I'll tell you what, brother, I get a little persecuted once in a while. But when I do, I always say, thank the Lord. Amen. Because I know that I must be on the right track. All right, I told you I wasn't going to leave you out there hanging. And I'm going to give you 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter and the 9th verse. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, in which the heavens will melt with a fervent heat. Also the works that are therein are going to be burned up. Let me tell you, brother, that if you got any works, they better be good works, because that's the only thing that's going to stand. Everything else is going to be destroyed. All the works of the flesh is going to be destroyed. All the works of the devil are going to be destroyed. They're going to be burned up, Peter said. And let me tell you today, neighbor, it's time that we turn and do some repenting. I don't know how long it's been since you've done any repenting. Maybe you've just done a lot of repenting. I know people that jump up every day and they say, well, Lord, forgive me. I did a no-no. Lord, forgive me this. Lord, forgive me that. And don't even mean it. They just go back out and sin again. Brother, when you repent, you're supposed to turn around and go the other way. When you repent, you're not supposed to go out and do the same old sinful things over and over again. When you repent, you're supposed to change. The Bible says, repent and be converted. Hallelujah, that your sins may be blotted out. Oh, neighbor, God wants to blot your sins out today. He wants to wash them away as far as the east is from the west. I'm going to pray for you right now that God will wash away every one of your sins. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll reach out in radio land. And those people, God, that have heard this preaching today, help them to turn from their own wicked ways and come to the Lord Jesus Christ with all of their heart. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
As we come to the close of another broadcast, I would like to invite you to attend the evening service with us. The prayer hour starts at 6 and the evangelistic service at 7. Once more, the location is 14th and Roosevelt in National City, and the phone number 264-4556. The mail address, if you'd like to write to us, is Christ Assembly, Post Office Box 1357, National City, 92050. That's Post Office Box 1357, zip 92050. And on behalf of the staff at Christ Assembly, this is Marshall Woodend, your announcer, wishing you a real good day, and may God bless you real good.